Exclusive Trump pardon J6 siblings reflect on FBI pursuit, prison, and faith in new documentary. By Jasmine Jordan on December 20, 2025. In a radio appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle hosted a wide-ranging conversation with Olivia and Johnny Pollock, siblings featured in a new documentary that explores their roles in the January 6th Capitol protest, their time in hiding or under court supervision, and their eventual pardons by President Donald Trump on his first day back in office. Nearly 5 years after the events of January 6, 2021, a new independent documentary titled God Bless America, Baby is shedding light on the personal stories of several individuals swept up in the largest criminal investigation in U.S. Department of Justice history. Among its most prominent subjects are Johnny and Olivia Pollock, siblings who were fugitives before being apprehended by federal agents. Both were incarcerated for 13 months before receiving full presidential pardons on January 20, 2025. The film, produced by journalist and former Dallas Morning News foreign correspondent Tracy Eaton, follows the Pollock family and their close circle through a turbulent period marked by political unrest, legal jeopardy, and deep personal conviction. Eaton, who met the family while covering political rallies in Florida in 2020, is quoted in the film's press release as saying he was drawn to their story as a powerful human one, worth telling whether you agree with them or not. During the Saturday broadcast, host Matthew Boyle identified Eaton as one of his former journalism professors at Flagler College. Olivia Pollock praised Eaton's approach to the documentary, saying, "He was always respectful, always just so kind to us. As he did follow us the last 4 years and just told the story how we said it. He didn't put his own spin on it. He didn't try to put his own agenda in it like so many news medias and things do today. He just told the story on the facts and what he saw and what he heard us say, and that is so rare these days. And it's such a blessing to have him just tell our story." Johnny Pollock characterized January 6th as the beginning of what he called a roller coaster spanning 5 years. "We were proud to be there. We were proud to be a part of such a historic event," he explained, recounting how he and others, his sister Olivia among them, stood outside the Capitol with flags, surrounded by what he described as a peaceful, patriotic crowd that included elderly women and young people. According to Pollock, the situation shifted abruptly when law enforcement began using force on the crowd. "All of a sudden, we just start getting attacked out of nowhere," he said, recalling the use of pepper spray and batons. "We were like, what in the world just happened?" For Pollock, the experience became proof that this was truly a battle of good and evil. Following the protest, both siblings say they became targets of federal investigation. Johnny Pollock outlined seeing his image on a wanted list and making the decision to evade capture, citing concerns about the fairness of the court system. "We knew we weren't going to find justice in D.C. otherwise we would have gone to court," he stated. His time on the run involved strict precautions to avoid surveillance. "You get rid of anything with media or the internet. It was mostly relying on God protecting us." Olivia Pollock initially remained at home, not expecting to face the same scrutiny. But in a pre-dawn raid, the FBI arrived with flashbangs and loudspeakers. "It was a big show," she remarked. "They wanted to intimidate anybody who ever thought of standing up for something to not do it." After 2 years under court supervision and facing a looming trial, she removed her ankle monitor and joined her brother and others in hiding. "I kept thinking, like, don't get on the train," she continued. "Like in World War II, when they would just load the Jews, or the different ones on the train and just send them to the concentration camp, they would just walk on the train. I'm like, well, the least I can do is just not walk on the train, in that I did not just turn myself in. That I'm going to make them work for it." The siblings lived off the grid, Johnny for nearly 3 years and Olivia for 11 months, relying on older vehicles, cash, and avoiding all digital traces to evade detection by federal authorities. They were ultimately arrested on January 6, 2024, after someone provided the FBI with a map to their location. While in custody, the two had vastly different experiences. Johnny was eventually placed with other January 6 inmates in a separate unit, while Olivia remained in the general population. "Jail was just such an awful place," Johnny remarked, criticizing the state of the prison system and saying it no longer focuses on reform. They just throw you in a box and forget about you. Both siblings expressed intense relief and renewed hope upon seeing Donald Trump declare victory on election night in 2024. Olivia recalled fellow inmates in her unit running up to her door, banging and shouting, "You're going home." Johnny, watching the moment from a little bathroom-sized cell, added there was just the biggest relief and smile that you couldn't get rid of because you knew that it was it. "We did it, and the Lord came through for us." Throughout the interview, the Pollocks emphasized that their faith played a central role in their decisions and endurance over the past 5 years. Olivia described their actions as rooted in a belief that freedom is a gift from God and a responsibility passed down from earlier generations. "It's not just our right. It's our duty to stand for those things and to keep those freedoms that we were given," she stated. Johnny recalled experiencing a deep sense of spiritual peace during his time in hiding, referencing a biblical passage about peace that passes all understanding as he reflected on being alone and pursued. "You are set on a cause. When you have a purpose, then you can rest in that," he said. Both siblings expressed conviction that their faith sustained them through prison, with Olivia adding, "God wasn't going to bring us through all this just to leave us to rot in jail. You just had that hope and that feeling in your spirit. Like it was going to be okay even if we had to spend a couple years in jail. God was going to give us what we needed." Now streaming on Relay, a platform for independent films, God Bless America, Baby has been selected by 21 film festivals globally. It won Best Featured Documentary at the Roma Short Film Festival in Italy, received awards at the Cloud International Film Fest in California and the Southeast Asia International Film Festival in Thailand, was nominated at the Director's Cut Film Festival in Budapest, Hungary, and earned honorable mentions at the Folkestone Film Festival in Connecticut, the Awareness Festival in Los Angeles, and the Athens International Monthly Art Film Festival in Greece. Listen. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.